What's going on, you munging meat curtain manglers? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair, what can I say?
I'm Toxic Male, that's the Rotund Revenger.
Stop it with
and
that
we got
shit.
A Great Thought Thursday article for you here on New Tech, because you guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You have gotten the hint that YouTube is a dying platform, and you decided that you were going to throw in with the good guys. Well done.
Well, first of all, throughout history, nothing good has ever come from censorship.
No. Literally every country that has imposed it, sooner or later,
yep,
goes bye-bye.
Absolutely correct.
So start your egg timers now. But we have
here we go
one hell of a story for you today, and it's disgusting. I'm going to let you know that right now, because this is a dick stacking platform. I wish I could say it's unparalleled, but it is pretty egregious.
It's almost to orbit.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Nah,
it's only
not
35
bad.
Stories.
But still,
what could happen?
Pretty bad.
35 stories. You'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Every bone in your body will be broken, but, you know, they'll still put you on life support.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex addict who slept with more than 700 men reveals the night she hit rock bottom and how she would prowl for random guys at the supermarket as she admits her biggest regret.
700 dudes.
Yep. And there she is.
All right, now.
I'm not going to say she isn't above average in looks. She is. That explains the body count.
Yes. Well, how old is she?
We can take a look here. Let's dive right in. A reformed sex addict who slept with more than 700 men revealed how she hit rock bottom when a partner turned violent during a terrifying encounter. Oh, this is when we're supposed to feel bad for the penis sheath.
Here comes the play for sympathy.
And she now runs an empowerment boot camp to help others beat their addiction. Okay. You're not a sex addict.
Sheon?
You are an impulse buyer.
Well, she could be a sex addict.
The thing is, there's no real actual psychological literature proving sex addiction. It's probably just women being whores.
That?
When we did the episode on the chick who slept with like well over 100 men and didn't want anybody to judge her, I dove into it.
Okay.
And all the literature talking about sex addiction is questionable at best.
Okay. All right.
I'm not saying that it isn't real. Because you do get a dopamine hit.
Yes, there's a lot of nymphos.
And some people can become addicted to that dopamine hit. These women are addicted to the cock carousel, the drama roller coaster.
I mean, I gotcha.
Whether or not there's actually any real chemical function beyond the dopamine causing this sort of, like, almost like a nicotine craving, I don't know.
Yeah, is this woman from Australia? I see that.
Speaking to Daily Mail Australia, so she could be.
Yeah.
Now let's take a look here. Belinda Love Rygier, forgive me if I pronounce the whore's name incorrectly, former bachelor contestant.
Oh, my God.
So you know what's going on here. She got her 15 minutes of fame, and she's mad that it's over, so now she wants minute 16, 17, 18. So, she's going to try to drag it on.
But she was on The Bachelor, but obviously, was she picked?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Also confessed her wild lifestyle put a strain on her friendships because she would ditch her mates on nights out so she could go have casual sex, and even tried to hook up at her local supermarket.
Well, first of all, dudes do that all the time.
Yeah. I thought she was the meat counter at the...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from the amount of sausage this woman orders a week, looks like she's probably a meat cutter.
Little bit. Extra cheese and mayo on that roast beef.
Oh, my God.
It's just dripping off the end. In fact, it tastes a little horseradishy. Disgusting.
Oh, my God, stop.
The only thing missing is starburst cysts.
Oh, there's a full video there. Does it have sound?
Let's take a look here. Let's see what this lady's got going on.
Will we get a...
we shouldn't.
A copyright strike.
What are the top three things your friends and family never tell you to do when you're dealing with heartbreak? They will tell you that time heals all wounds,
but
I'm here to say I'm sorry that that's not the case.
That's correct.
Time only creates baggage and resentment.
Okay.
The first thing that we need to focus on...
Only if you are unwilling to deal with your baggage.
Well, a lot of people don't know how to get rid of their baggage.
Wow.
And
the thing is, time shouldn't bring you baggage and resentment. It should bring you wisdom for confronting your mistakes.
And clarity.
Yes.
And clarity.
I mean, not that we know anything about that, because as men, we're actually held accountable for our decisions.
Every time.
Is forgiveness. forgiving them and yourself. If you don't forgive, it's not letting them off the hook for what they've done. It's allowing you peace in the situation so you can move.
These are pointless platitudes. Yeah, you're right. Fuck this bitch. Yeah. Okay, and you'll notice the difference between what she looks like normally
and what she looks like
in Photoshop.
That was probably for a picture that was done for The Bachelor.
Yeah, this is probably a Bachelor promo picture.
Professionally done. I mean, that looks pretty good.
And this is just her trying now to be some sort of a life coach with a 700 plus body count.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Well, you know, she could be a weenie wizard, one of the pickup artists.
Oh, she very much could be the weenie wizard. Yeah. The thing is, though, as a woman, you don't have to be the weenie wizard. Literally, all you have to do is say, okay.
Sorry, yeah, yes.
That's pretty much it.
Yes.
That's why, like, the fact that there are threads on Reddit, that there are whole boards called Forever Alone Women.
Mm-hmm. Comedy gold.
Unless you are below the statistical average, like a 3 to a 0, and I don't even know who would be a 0. I've seen some ugly-ass women in my life, but...
Yeah, 0 is...
If Jerry Springer and Maury have taught us nothing, it's that if it's got working holes, someone will attempt to stick something in there.
Somebody's going to show up and play all holes golf with you. I mean, that's just the way it's going to happen.
Can I take a mulligan on that hole?
Or they might have a gang show up for a game of all holes golf.
Yeah, all holes filled at once.
Yeah. All it requires is one word, yes.
That's it. Women think that, you know, that there's a double standard between men who get to sleep with 700 women and women who sleep with 700 men. There's not a double standard there because the amount of work and the expectations on each side of that fence are polar fucking opposites.
Yeah, like it was nothing for me to go out to the bar and maybe every third or fourth time actually chat a woman up that was interested.
Yeah.
Count like 15 to 20 rejections every time you go to the bar.
There you go.
And you just have to, like, you know, okay. Yeah. Let it roll off your back. Fuck it.
Yeah, you get used to it. That's our default programming.
Yeah.
Women's default programming is constantly being pursued by multiple men, which is why they cannot handle rejection at all.
They have a hard time with that.
Yeah. They psychologically project and claim that it's men who can't handle rejection, but we know that that's not the truth because as average dudes, I mean, I would say you and I are kind of average in the middle of the bell curve, what have you. We're so used to getting rejected, it rolls off our back and we move on to the next thing.
That's right. On to the next mission.
Because by the time we're out of high school, we've been rejected by virtually like 95% of women that we've ever approached, if not more.
With me, it's more like 99%.
There you go.
Yeah. I had like zero play in high school.
Let's face it, most dudes have zero play in high school.
Zero play.
It is what it is. It was pretty bad. I went to work and they sent me home. The police came and they said that he had a scratch on his arm from my ring. After I tried to get him off me, we could both go to jail for domestic violence, she added. Ms. Riger said the incident marked a turning point and encouraged her to unpack her emotions along with her perceptions of love and sex. This journey led her to launching her own healing boot camps where she teaches self-esteem and how to establish healthy, respectful relationships. Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
The woman who's had 700 different cocks in her, and that's how she built her self-esteem, is going to teach you how to do it without the dicks.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Always, always consider the source, ladies and germs. If you're a woman and you go to this woman for advice, you deserve what you get.
That's like me becoming a relationship coach.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, like
I've had no luck.
Ugh. Would you have gone to Elizabeth Taylor for marriage counseling? No! Woman was married like 7 fucking times. Obviously, she didn't know what the hell she was doing.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I mean, that is insane.
Yeah, go to OJ for marriage counseling.
Yeah, that'll work out for you.
See what happens for you, yeah. My wife is cheating on me. I'm going to go to the O.J. Simpson Marriage Counseling Network. It's totally going to work out just fine. I'm sure that he's going to have all this brilliant, beautiful, stunning, and brave wisdomous advice.
Now, when it comes to O.J., I'm not condoning what he did, but I understand. And that one is from Chris Rock, and that is pricelessly funny.
Oh, man.
I love that guy.
That was my turning point. I thought, I have to help myself. Yeah, self-help. Yes, I'm going to go read self-help books to help myself. Newsflash, as George Carlin once said, that's not self-help, that's help.
Well, also, like, you never know where somebody's bottom is. How bad? I mean,
700 men know exactly where her bottom is.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm just saying, she's saying she hit rock bottom, and you're like, well, yeah, this could be written just, she could have said that just for the article.
Yeah.
But there usually does come a time in everyone's life when they're fucking up that they have that epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but it's not about helping yourself. It's about actually taking the time to understand your own motivations. Mm-hmm. Because most people, women especially, blame when things go bad. They don't accept culpability for the role that they took in the situation that took it down the rabbit hole of insanity. They don't think about that. Ask any woman who has, you know, who's out there, you know, and she's on Tinder and she says, no, no more games. All the platitudes that we hear 100,000 times, okay?
Oh, my God.
You actually talk to her about her exes, every single one of them will be a toxic dickbag asshole. She's perfect. Mm-hmm. She was always a great girlfriend to every single one of them. That is somebody who is blaming and never once looking at the real villain in the mirror.
And you know what? I've met lots of women like that. And they don't even get to come in the castle.
Nope.
Maybe I'll mess with them out in the village, merchant district.
Bring them to the pussy whipping post.
Yeah, you're not coming inside the gate. No.
And hopefully you're not coming inside either.
No, hell no.
Because there's no goalie in the net.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they got baby rabies.
Baby rabies is a real thing.
You get really fucked up from baby rabies.
Yeah.
But, I already saw that one, huh? But let's, wow.
Oh, ho.
Hey, we're pushing the boundaries here, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Jumping back in here. That's where the journey began, and it was a very quick transformation. Then it wasn't a real one. Mm. If it's a quick transformation, you're doing it for profit.
Yeah, it's cosmetic.
And not for your own actual growth.
I mean, it literally took me 7 years to write my book and recover from my TBI.
Once you decide to change, it happens very quickly.
Bullshit.
No. The decision to change happens very quickly. The actual work that comes after takes years.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it is this. Imagine a piece of wrought iron that wants to become steel.
Yep.
It doesn't go, hey, I want to be steel, and it just happens. No. It's got to be thrown in the furnace, heated up. The shit kicked out of it.
Exactly.
And shaped into what it wants to be.
And in order to get the shit kicked out of it, it's got to get burned.
Yeah.
To its fucking core multiple times.
Yeah, that's right. And that's just the way it goes. That is the real price of change right there.
Exactly. It doesn't happen overnight.
Nope.
And to claim that it does is dishonest as fuck. And it points this out as exactly what it is. It's a grift.
Well, the only thing that will do it overnight is a near-death experience.
That's about it. But even then, you're still talking about you have to look back at your past, at your retrospective. It's not just about, oh, you know, I had a brush with death and now I'm automatically a different person. That may be true, but new people still have old habits.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Breaking yourself of old habits, especially if they were fun.
It's hard.
It's really hard. And so chicks like this who their old habits are 700 dicks and counting. Yeah, she's just automatically one night going to decide, I don't need dick anymore. Well, yeah, I believe that.
Well, here's the thing. She's come out and said she's taken 600 deliveries to the warehouse.
700,
I'm sorry.
It says more than 700.
And any man she meets is going to Google her name and be like, see 700 dudes, she'll never be anything other than the bullseye in the bar and temporary.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I bet her downstairs mix-up looks like a beat-up piece of Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It probably stretches over her head. Yeah. It's a mask.
So now she's a TV star and a sex educator. Started counseling and self-development work in order to better understand the psychology behind her compulsive behavior. Mm. Having a coach that called me out and held me accountable made me dig deep. I didn't ever know I had sex addiction until I healed my trauma.
All right.
Okay, people who are addicted to cigarettes know they're addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah.
If you've had 700 different sex partners and you don't know that you're a sex addict, you have a bigger problem.
You figure once you get over, like, 20 or 30.
Just wow. Oh, there she is on The Bachelor again here. Gee, I wonder why she lost.
What year was this?
I don't know. It doesn't even say.
Okay.
We can always look it up, though, if you're really curious.
Nah, I don't give a shit.
Reflecting on her years of active addiction, she confessed sex was constantly at the top of my mind, even when she was at the supermarket. I'd be grocery shopping and would think to myself, oh, I wonder if he would be interested. However, the majority of her conquests were men and occasionally women that she would find at bars and nightclubs on nights out. Her tunnel vision sometimes upset her friends as she would ditch them while out clubbing as soon as she decided to hook up. I was never self-aware. The minute I was out, I was like, where's a hot guy? Sex was the only addiction I fell for because it was making me feel loved. Love is really what I lacked in my life. Did someone not have a father at home?
So, yeah, that literally sounds like I didn't have a father at home syndrome.
That's some daddy issues right there.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of daddy issues.
Yep. She was even a mistress a couple of times, and at the time found the idea of a man willing to ruin his marriage to be with me quite thrilling. It's the one thing I'm not proud of. Oh, that's the one thing you're not. Only thing.
Yeah. What about the 700 other ones?
700 roosters in the hen house, and that's the only thing you're not proud of? Hmm. I'm sure none of those guys gave you HPV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea light.
But look at this picture right there.
That as a woman.
Compare it to the one next door.
Yeah,
she looks like she's in her mid-30s, and the one next to her looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah, I mean the quality of the picture isn't that good, but yeah, I think you're right on the money for that one. The Bachelor Australia. One habit that she's observed in many people, and sex addicts in particular, is the belief that love is a competition or a challenge that must be won. Now, that's not a sex addict thing. That is a woman thing.
Yeah? Listen. Like I've said, I've dated a lot of women, and I know I've been in a situation where there were two or three women that were into me, and they literally turned on each other.
Yep.
Right. And I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. And I had to leave.
Go. Women are always in competition with each other.
Yeah.
And women keep women single.
Because misery loves company.
Yes. If you want to know for sure, like, you know, talk to some girls that used to hang out in high school and still hang out, right?
Yep.
Watch what happens when just one chick in that group gets divorced.
Oh my God.
It will be a chain reaction of negativity that's just going to filter on down. All of those homes will be broken, save for maybe one, within 5 years.
I'm trying to read the stat. If your wife's best friend gets divorced, there's an additional 35% chance you're getting divorced.
Yeah, because the divorced chick wants to go out and party and be single again, and she wants her old friends to come along with her.
Yep.
And they think, oh, this is still just like it was when I was in my 20s. Hee-hee, I've been missing out. And there you go.
Yeah, well, first of all, if you're married and your wife wants to go out on a girls' night out with her friends, you're no longer married. Mm-hmm. You need to realize it is over. Start making plans. And get ready to eject from the situation.
Amen. We're in the home stretch here.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the home stretch. This toxic attitude, the whole competition thing, is one of the reasons why she is so determined to continue her work promoting healing and recovery, despite the trolling and hate mail she receives as a woman who speaks openly about her sex addiction. The judgment and the trolling and the hate you get for being honest about the addiction is endless. You're not getting trolling and hate for being honest about your addiction. You're getting trolling and hate because you're being dishonest about what you're selling.
That's absolutely correct. And listen, this is a recipe for disaster for any woman that approaches her for advice.
Yep.
You're literally going to get led to a mass grave.
Mm-hmm.
The spinster bubble.
Yep. But are you ready?
That's a good one.
Are you ready? Because she's so victimized. We have to feel bad for her. You know, 700 roosters in the hen house. We still have to feel bad for her because obviously being an above average, you know, woman of attractive nature and getting 700 dicks and being on television, she's still obviously a member of the oppressed class.
Right? Obviously.
Yes. Her openness about her old life has encouraged men to send her lewd photos and ask for sex. She often receives unsolicited messages detailing really unusual fantasies.
Because she's now looked upon as a sex object.
Because she objectified herself.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. Yep. And now she's bitching about it.
I remember back in the day. It was a long time ago, probably like, 17 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine and I, who, you know, we met while I was in a relationship with somebody else. Suddenly we were both single, and we made the decision to casually start hooking up. Friends with benefits situation, right? Everything was going fine. She was having fun. I was having fun. And all of a sudden, because
somebody
I was...
Somebody caught some feelings.
Yeah, somebody caught some feelings, and it was all my fault.
That's right.
All my fault. And she tried to drive a
wedge. Like you.
Yeah, she tried to drive a wedge between me and my best friend.
Well, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
That's full testiculous ranunculatus maneuver.
And when I called her out on it, because he was getting upset about the bullshit that she was spinning in his direction, I said, look, this is exactly what's going on. This is exactly why it was going on. You didn't know because you weren't involved, and now she's trying to weaponize the feelings that you're developing for her against me.
Yeah.
Okay? This is what's up. And then I took her aside. Well, you objectified me. Like, look, the moment that you agree to casual sex with a man with no strings attached and no commitment implied, you agree to become sexual objects for each other. And for no other fucking purpose. If you can't handle that,
bye.
Too bad, so sad.
Leah, see you around.
Yep. Okay? And if you lied to get, you know, if you lie as a woman, if you lie to get a man into bed, isn't that rape?
Well, yeah. They look at it as rape.
It's like, well, yeah, I'm totally going to have sex with you, and there's no feelings implied, there's no commitment, you shouldn't feel any strings attached to this whatsoever. But if in the back of your mind you're thinking, if I fuck him good enough, he'll write a check against me, you, as a modern Western woman, have committed rape according to your own feminist doctrine.
Yeah, but you know, here's another thing women do, is she could bang the dude and then put him in the friend zone. And keep them there in orbit waiting for her to come to her senses and
be with you.
Yeah, get out of here. That's
women never do that. Yeah. They never throw a petty fuck to a dude in the friend zone just to make sure that he's still on the hook for when she decides to jump back on the carousel.
I mean, women can tell inside of 5 minutes if they're going to bang you or not.
Yeah.
They know that.
That's not an exaggeration.
That's absolutely true. I've read a few articles that basically gave that statement.
Yeah. And this woman, she doesn't get it. It's so much easier to pretend you're a victim, to pretend that you're oppressed, that you're somehow marginalized by your own behavior, and just blame everybody else. And it's totally not a grift when the chick who had 700 cocks inside of her suddenly wants to tell these women, well, it's really about your own self-worth.
Well, the thing is they use that as an inoculation against the loneliness and the regret for all of their bad decisions.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at this weapons-grade bullshit right here, how this article ends. You have to heal the hurt, love yourself, understand your attachment style, and love language to heal. She said of the lessons that she teaches at her boot camps, the transformations I get for clients are phenomenal. They go from a place of, no one will ever love me, I'm unattractive, to getting married and having babies within a year. One. Two, three. Bullshit!
This woman just wants customers so she can make money.
Yep. She's grifting, and she's using 700 cocks as a marketing tool. So she's marketing. I've had sex with 700 men, so obviously I know what men want.
Mm-hmm.
She's marketing that to women, and at the same time, using it as a cudgel to avoid criticism.
Yeah. Wow.
This is some 3D, 4D chess shit going on here.
Yeah. I mean, this woman, I believe she's trying to capitalize on her fame.
Yep. Well, she wants that 15 minutes to stretch on to like 20 or 25. And failing that, at the very least, she can make some money off of being a fucking slut.
Okay, I'll go with that.
A reformed slut.
Reformed.
Yeah, totally. She's still not going out and banging random dudes at the supermarket behind the deli counter.
Yeah, that along with Mother Teresa probably did suck dick.
Yeah.
Just saying.
She's going to wind up with all kinds of mayo in her cooch. figuratively and literally. This wax paper smells funny.
Well, I'm telling you right now, this woman is not having any kids. She's way too old.
Oh, yeah. She's done.
Yeah, she ran the clock. The game is over.
Yep. And, well, what can I say? She did it to herself.
Absolutely. 100%. You literally sabotaged your own stuff.
Yep. And the herpagonosyphilades is permanent.
Yes.
Sorry. Actually, I'm not.
that's not going away.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching the video and supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with these thoughts, having thoughts, and trying to sell them to an unsuspecting public of useful idiots, hit that subscribe button. Because if you don't, well, you might be number 701. Good job!
Take it easy.